Brothers and sisters, greeting to you. Do you have peace? This is not an easy answer. Sometimes I would cheat a little and say, oh yes, I do. Then I would fringe up my eyebrow. Today I'm very happy that my wife is also here.
上次我在这边分享的时候，刚才就回台湾，我们有一个孙女儿，所以她回去看孙女儿。后来我也回去一个月，我们就很高兴，上帝给我们很大的恩典了，让我们这个薛家都是生儿子，很少生女儿的。Last
time, when I was here sharing, Mrs. Xie was back in Taiwan. We had a granddaughter. We're very happy because. In our family, it seems to be we always have sons instead of daughters.
Yeah, 我三个儿子.
I have three sons.
没有女儿.
I have no daughters.
我有三个孙子.
I have three grandsons.
盼了好久，终于来了一个孙女儿. 你们觉得怎么样？
Wait for a long time. Finally, I got my granddaughter. What do you think of how I feel?
Yeah, 我们真的很感恩. 我想。 儿子、女儿、孙子、孙女都是好的，对不对？
We are all very thankful, whether it's grandson or granddaughter.
对我来讲，现在孙女儿是有很大的喜悦。For
me, at least at this point, it bring me great joy with the granddaughter.
我真的很感恩今天的音乐非常好，有小提琴，有钢琴，还有我们领唱。哎呀，真的是让我们进入敬拜的。 心里面.
I'm also thankful for all the worship team. We have the soloist, and we also have worship team leading the hymns to lead us into the mood of worship.
有的时候我们会有一种错觉.
Sometimes we may have a misunderstanding.
我们以为来做礼拜就是听讲道.
We think that going to Sunday worship means that listening to the sermon.
这个只是其中的敬拜的一部分.
Which sermon? Sermon is just part of the worship.
我们的唱诗.
When we sing the hymns.
我们听这些圣乐.
When we listen to the sacred music.
心里面向上帝默默的感谢和祷告.
When we thank to God and pray in silence.
这个就是敬拜.
That's also worship.
听讲道只是一部分.
And listening to the sermon is simply part of this worship.
所以弟兄姐妹，你们来到教会的时候，千万不要说“哎呀，晚一点来没关系，只要讲道之前收奉献之后来就可以了。”So
please make sure you don't have this concept that you only have to come before the sermon and skip all the worship part.
如果你是存这样的心，你那个灵里面要面对上帝，好好的问一下，我这样。
If you have such things in your mind, this view in your mind, you have to open up to God and have the Him to examine your heart and reflect upon to see if that is the right things to do.
今天的诗歌有没有对你讲话呢?
Does this hymn speak to you today?
有人在问呢.
There are people asking this.
十字架的表征是什么?
What does the cross symbolize?
有人说十字架的表征就代表罪不可赦的一个刑罚.
Some said that the cross is means the unforgivable crime.
那为什么我们对十字架有这么看重呢?
Why do we value a cross so highly?
耶稣有使这个十字架 变成为什么对我们有这么有重要的意义呢?
How did Christ turn this cross into such a meaningful symbol to us?
这位有能力的主耶稣基督来到世界上，他使这个十字架的表征奇妙地做了一个转化。Because
this Almighty Jesus Christ, when he comes to the world, he has transformed this cross.
转化什么呢?
What has changed?
有两个重要的转化。
There are two important transformations.
转化原来这是一个羞辱的，是一个刑罚的，是一个死刑的，把它转化成拯救和赦免的一个记号。
It turns this cross, which means crime, punishment, death, into forgiveness.
啊，我们都知道，大家都说这个叫称义，使我们称义。
We know that this also have another term. We said this is justification.
我们来到上帝面前，我们不再惧怕。
Then we can come approaching God without fear.
但是更重要的
，But more importantly，
就是你接受了耶稣以后，耶稣要在我们的生命里面，这十字架，因为他钉的十字架，使我们的生命转变。
Once you receive the Lord Jesus Christ, He will change our life, turn our life around.
使我们成为一个复活的灵里面复活的一个新造的一个人。
So we can be a new person in spirit, being resurrected with Jesus Christ.
在我们的心里面
，in our heart，
我们的行为上
，in our daily life，
我们要内外。都需要被耶稣基督这样的一个恩典转化。
We need to be transformed inside and out.
你有经验到上帝在你生命里面转化吗
？Have you experienced this transformation in your life?
你过去有好一些错误的思想，你现在开始转化。
There are a lot of things wrong thinking in your heart. Have you changed? Have you experiencing the change?
有一些情绪上的伤害，上帝。也使他转化。
There are things hurting emotionally inside. Have you been transformed?
许多的情绪的伤害变成你内部的垃圾、垃圾。
There's things the hurt turn into garbage in your heart.
这个转化的结果，你就发现有活水从你里面流出来，不再是一个苦毒，不再是一个怨恨。
Through that transformation, there will be a living water sprung out from your heart, and there will be no more bitterness in it.
第三个转化是什么呢
？What's the third transformation then?
事实上，你的灵性那个枯竭的状况有转化。
It is the dryness of your spiritual life can be transformed.
今天。大家都知道是一个 long weekend， 对不对？
We,
同意吗？
You all know agree that this is a long weekend。
我们今天都记得。
And we all remember
你。你知道今天还有个重要的节日是什么吗
？Do you know there's actually a diff another also another holiday for this day？
也不是 holiday， 一个重要的纪念日。
This is also a day for to remember something important too. Do you know what that is？
那就是圣灵降临的纪念日。
That is the Pentecost,
Pentecost,
actually, yeah.
有人叫五旬节。
Some people
听过吗？有听过吗
？Holy Spirit, descending.
哇，这个圣灵降临以后，按照耶稣的应许，信他的人就在我们的心里面居住。
So according to the promise of Jesus Christ, when the day comes, the Holy Spirit will live in our heart.
转化我们。
And transform us.
是力量给我们。
Give us.Strength.
我记得我刚刚信耶稣以后啊，有一些挣扎。
I remember I struggled a little bit when I just became a Christian.
那个时候我又抽烟又赌博，那是十七八岁的时候，然后专门做一些很糟糕的事情。我是一个小太保。
When I was that was when I was 17 years ago, 13 years old, I smoke, I gamble, and I was a little gangster there.
老师在上面上课，我在下面看我不应该看的东西。
In the classroom, teacher was teaching up there. I was reading whatever.
有很多坏习惯。
There's a lot of old bad habits.
我信了耶稣以后，我知道这些需要除掉。
When I became a Christian, I know that I need to rid of those bad habits.
但是我好像很难一下做掉。
But it looks like it's hard to rid of them all at once.
但是圣灵赐力量。
But Holy Spirit give me the strength.
当我每次有挣扎的时候，圣灵就帮助我得胜。
Whenever I have that struggle, I can overcome through the Spirit.
每次到了个情景，我就想去。就想做一些以前习惯做的事情， 但是圣灵提醒我，哎，你现在是新造的人。
Whenever I was tempted to do the old things, the Holy Spirit reminded me, now you are a new creation.
所以我灵里面跟上帝接线。
So I was able to connect it to our God.
你灵里面跟上帝接线吗？
Are you connected to God?
你要不要问一问旁边的人，你的灵里面跟上帝有没有接线了？ 你不敢问，对不对？不好意思，还是问一下了，问一下。
You may be embarrassed to ask your neighbor, are you connected to God in spirit?
你如果没有，你一定要今天开始要做这件事。
If you are not connected, and today you need to start.
这是非常重要的一件事。
That is very important.
因为灵里面跟上帝连接了，行为也改变了。
Because once you have connected to God in spirit, your life will be changed too.
所以，
上
耶稣基督来到世界上，在十字架下面下面有两个重要的功能。
So when Jesus was on the cross, there are two his great servants under that beneath the cross.
一个是你称义了，称义了。
So one is justification.
另外一边你复活了。
The other one is the resurrection.
原来你的灵是死的，现在跟耶稣接线了，耶稣的生命进入你的生命当中，圣灵在我们身上工作，我复活了。
So your spirit was dead, but once you connected with Jesus, the resurrected Jesus, and you will be resurrected with him, and you are alive again.
Yeah, 谢谢刚才 Kenby 帮我们读经，读到十六节、十七节那边讲到一件事，大家一般读经的时候不大注意这部分。
So I think Kenby who read the verse 16, 17 just now, a lot of times we'll miss the importance of this passage.
如果你看今天的经文呢，你看到马太记录耶稣的事情是非常小心的记录那些重要的事情。
So if you read today's message, you know the verses. You know that Matthew has been very careful, has been carefully record all the accounts.
在耶稣跟门徒有了最后的晚餐之后，
So after the last supper Jesus had with his disciple,
耶稣就跟门徒讲了说我现在要去受难。
So Jesus told them that I'm about to be crucified.
那么这些门徒受不了了。
So those Christians cannot bear it.
哎，我们跟你跟了三年了，本来期望有个好的结果，现在你要去被人家钉十字架，我们没办法接受这个事实。
We cannot accept this. We have been following for 3 years, but now you will be crucified.
这部分记录在二十六章大概三十节左右。
So it was recorded about at the chapter 26, around verse 30.
耶稣为了安慰他们。
When Jesus in order to comfort them.
就把一部分的未来发生的事实先告诉他们。
He revealed what's in the future partially.
他说啊，我复活以后，在你们之前，我就要到加利利去。
So he told them, I will be going to Galilee after my resurrection.
我要在你们以先去，你们到那边跟我见面。
So I will be a go there. I will go there ahead of you, and you should follow and meet me there.
耶稣没有讲去见面干什么。
Jesus didn't really tell them what to do after that.
因为他被钉死是在耶路撒冷
南
边。
Because the crucifixion happens in Jerusalem, which is south of the Galilee.
如果你小心的去看这段圣经，从二十六章一直走到二十八章的时候
，If you read carefully through chapter 6 through chapter 26 through 28,
你在二十八章开始的时候，耶稣已经复活了。
At the beginning of chapter 28, the Jesus has resurrected.
然后二十八章的第七节那边就讲到这个耶稣复活以后，那有几个妇女看到他。
So then following that, it talks about a few women they saw the resurrected Jesus.
然后他没看到耶稣。 他们没有看到。
They didn't really see Jesus.
结果有天使就跟这些妇女讲话。
But then the angels are approaching them and speak to them.
说他不在这里，已经复活了。下面有一句重要的话，他已经在门徒在你们之前就到加利利去，你赶快告诉其他的门徒到加利利去见他。
So verse 7 is the angel told them to go quickly and tell the disciples he has risen and the dead and he's risen from the dead and is going ahead of you into Galilee.
Yeah, 这些门徒啊，因为耶稣钉十字架，简直是完全情绪崩溃。
So I think those disciples were collapsed when Jesus was crucified.
然后呢，耶稣当时安慰他们的话，完全也没听进去。
So the comforting words from Jesus Christ before the crucifixion was did not really sink in.
耶稣要一再的提醒他，我曾经跟你们讲过，我比你们先到加利利去，我复活以后，要到家。到了第十节的时候，二十八章第十节，耶稣。就看到了这些门徒。
So Jesus has to remind them through different ways once and again, telling them, "I will be going to Galilee until Jesus verse 10."
Yeah, 我比你们先去到那边，我跟你们见面。耶稣自己跟他们讲，提醒他们。
So Jesus again reminded them to go to Galilee.
哇，这个时候的门徒突然就惊醒了。
And suddenly, those disciples woke up.
圣经里面没有把这些门徒的心情、那种激动、那种兴奋、那种盼望描写的那么多。
The Bible did not really record all the excitement, the emotions, that to the details.
所以到了耶稣复活以后，按照分析圣经的分析、记载的分析，大概有十次。或者有人说十一次向门徒显现。
So based on different parts of the records, there were about 10 different times Jesus has appeared before disciples.
他们不晓得耶稣要他们去加利利一个约定的山上要做什么，他们不晓得。
They don't know what they will be doing when they go to the Galilee.
假如你是那个门徒
，If you are the disciples,
one
of them.
你的心情是什么？
What's your mood at will be?
结果我们后来读到刚才读到了十六节、十七节的时候，这边说十一个门徒往加利利去，到了耶稣约定的山上，他们见了耶稣就拜他，然后还有人怀疑。
So when verse 16 and 17, it says that then the 11 disciples went to Galilee to the mountains where Jesus had told them to go. When they sought him, they worshipped him, but some doubted.
就像我们今天教会一样。
Just like the church we have today.
总是有人对耶稣有很大的疑心。
There were always doubts in people's mind.
但他们不晓得到加利利为了什么。
They don't know what's the purpose to go to that mountain.
但是他们灵里的状况是兴奋的。
But nevertheless, they are excited in spirit.
因为耶稣复活了。
Because Jesus has resurrected.
而且他们有非常大的期待来跟耶稣见面。
They want to see Jesus with great expectation.
有的人以为只有十一个门徒，这边讲了十一个。
Here it says there are 11 disciples. People think there are just only 11.
如果你读这个保罗书信，他讲了哥林多后书十五章那边说，其实那一次耶稣跟他们见面，有五百个弟兄在那边。
So, if you read the book Second Corinthians, Paul mentioned there were 500 Christian brothers and sisters.Saw that.
那在那边见面的时候，十一个使徒对他的怀疑已经全部没有了。
So the 11 disciples should have no doubt at all.
连那个多马原来最理性主义的多马对他说：“你如果我不看见你的钉痕，手上的钉痕，肋旁的枪伤，我总是不信。”对吧？
Even the most doubtful person, Thomas, who once said, "Unless I can see the piercing hand and the wound on the side, I would never believe."
多马后来信了，他说我的主，我的神。
And but when Jesus appeared before him, Thomas has to say, "Oh, I believe you are the Lord, you are the God."
这一次见面的时候，说还有人不信，应该不包括十一个使徒，是在十一个使徒之外的人。
So that's why I think when it says people, there are people some doubted. I think those are the ones outside of those disciples.
你想，这是我们今天要跟大家分享的一个重点的背景。
So this is a background that we're about to share with you.
你今天有没有存着一个期待、一个兴奋、一个期待，来看看耶稣要在那边颁布一个重要的命令、一个使命？你有没有这样一个期待呢？
So do you have such expectation and excitement come before these verses and trying to grasp the commandment that Jesus is about to reveal.
就是当时那五百个人的心情，今天让我们也用这样一个期待来看耶稣如何把这个重要的使命，带他升天之前最重要的一个使命来传给我们。
So he wants to share with his disciple the greatest command he's about to give to those disciples before his ascension.
这真是一个无比的期待，我不知道你心里面有没有稍微兴奋一点。
I'm not sure whether you are excited at this time, ready to hear this.
啊，这个故事我们听太多次了，耶稣的大使命我们太熟悉了。
But this passage we have known this passage for so long. We are so familiar with this.
啊，它里面的内容我都知道了。
And we all know about the content.
今天我们要稍微深度一点的来看这个使命的意义。
So today we need to go a little deeper to think about the meaning of this commandment.
我们先来思想一下。洞察一下大使命的中心是什么。
So let's try to think about what's the central, the core of this great commandment.
我们一起读，再读一下这一段。我们请会众一起来读一下这两节圣经，好不好？来，请。
So let's read this together.
所以你们要去，使万民做我的门徒，奉父子圣灵的名，给他们施洗，凡我所吩咐你们。
谢谢。这边有红颜色的字，有蓝颜色的字。
So there are, I have marked the words in red and in blue.
这个蓝色的字是我们的行动。
The blue words are the actions we take.
红的是大使命的中心。
The red are the central command of that great commission.
所以大使命，大家读一下这个大使命的中心是目标是什么？请大家说下来，请。你懂吗
？So what do you understand? What is make disciples of all the nation, which is the central goal, with the goal of this great commission?
哎呀，薛牧师，你开玩笑，太小看我们了吧
？I think you probably
使万民做。做主的门徒，我难道不懂吗
？Oh, Pastor, you probably underestimate us. Of course, we know what Great Commission is about.
但是大使命的中心，其实下面更具体的来讲。
But actually, the center of the Great Commission, we talked about this on the lower part of the slide.
我们请大家读一下这四个红字，我们请大家一起读一下。
Let's read this together.
来，请。
塑造门徒。
对了，塑造门徒。
So build and shape the disciples.
你不要以为我来礼拜堂做做礼拜，听听讲道，参加服事，我的生命就完全被塑造了。
Yeah, just don't think you come to come to the worship, listen to the sermon, and then your life is complete.
有人说信徒跟门徒的区别是什么？
There are people try to distinguish between what a believer is and what a disciple is.
有人说 Christian 跟这个 disciple 的区别是什么？
So some people want to distinguish between Christian and disciple.
照理是说。应该是一回事。
in principle, they should be the same.
但是事实上有一点困难。
But in reality, there are difficulties.
现在教会里面把它分成两种。
So the people are in current in today's church. Sometimes they are divided into two.
哎，我是基督徒。
I'm a Christian.
那些比较属灵的人是门徒，那个是门徒。
So those are more spiritual ones. They are disciples.
耶稣不是这么看的。
It is not how Jesus viewed view this matter.
每一个基督徒都是门徒。
Every Christian is a disciple.
什么叫做门徒？我们等一下稍微解释一下。
Then we will explain a little bit about what a disciple is.
你说大使命是不是传福音啊？
So let me ask you: Is the Great Commission is about proclaiming the gospel?
大使命就是把福音传遍天下嘛，对不对？
So the Great Commission is about to spreading the gospel throughout the world, isn't that?
我问你对不对？你敢不敢回答？
Dare you to answer the question?
你本来说对。
Maybe you will say yes.
但是我一问你就有点狐疑了。
So once I ask you, you start kind of hesitate.
这个答案是对的。
Well, yes, it is true.
问题说什么叫做传福音？
But the question is about what is proclaiming the gospel.
你可以看到这边我用了一个人的这个统计的数目来。跟大家分享一下。
So I'm using some statistic numbers that someone collected, and I want to share with you.
这个你看这一排是传福音领人归主。
So there's a one column. It says to evangelize people and lead people to Christ.
一天领一个人信耶稣，你说好不好？
So if you can lead one person to Christ every day, isn't that good?
一年有几个人呢？
So how many people you can lead? How many people you can lead to Christ?
365个。
Well, 365。
哇，只要我们中间有一个人每天领一个人信耶稣，你这个堂会就大的挤不下了。
So if someone can do this, in our church, in a year, your church won't be enough room for them.
那另外一方面，我们再看。
So let's look the other column.
这边就是塑造门徒，成熟的门徒。
So let's the other column is about building up the mature disciples.
我要带领一个门徒。
So assuming that I want to build up a disciple.
一年的话，我家那个人是两个人。
So there are two of us in the first year.
所以你看一看，到了第十三年的时候，你就发现，如果这个教会一个人啊，假如只从一个人。每天领一个人信耶稣，十三年以后，他的领耶信耶稣的人是4745个人。
So, if someone lead people to Christ one every day, after 13 years, he will have the 4745 people become Christians.
你看，如果是你领一年呢，只训练一个门徒。
But if you only take lead one person to become disciple one person each year.
你看十三年以后，他一个人的影响力是8192。
So after 13 years, you will have 8,192 people being affected.
耶稣说，你们要出去 make.Disciples, 你们要出去塑造门徒。
So Jesus said that you are all to go and make disciples.
你知道吗？耶稣是那位上帝的儿子，是智慧之主。他教你做的，教我做的，每一件事情都是最好的。
So Jesus, who is the Son of the Great Wisdom, the God of Wisdom, whatever He tell us, it must be the best.
所以耶稣说，你们要 make disciples, 要塑造门徒。
So Jesus tells us to make disciples.
你知道大使命这个中心主要的就是塑造门徒啊。所以两千年来以前只有11个，加上那500个，加起来500里面有多少人信耶稣，那个真正做门徒训练我们不晓得啊。但是到今天，哇，有多少基督徒，差不多有二十二三十亿的基督徒了。
Since the day the 11 disciples put those 500 people who saw Jesus throughout the history, now today we have millions and millions of Christians. So what is the required actions of through this Great Commission?
你们很简单, 去,
the first word is go.
走出去,
that is to go out.
然后第二个就是施洗,
the second word is baptize.
哎,施洗不是一种仪式,
so baptism is not just a formality.
耶稣有没有给人家施洗过啊?
So has Jesus baptized other people?
哇,耶稣在的时候,帮人家施洗的都是他门徒。
So he did baptize disciples.
你查查圣经看看有没有看耶稣帮谁施洗过?
Check the Bible, see if anyone is baptized by him.
他是受了施洗约翰的洗。
He was baptized by John the Baptist.
帮人家施洗的都是他门徒。
Those are the disciples
who baptized.
So if you baptize someone else,
你就要走入社群,
you have to go into that community to do it.
哇,我们感谢主,这个教会对学生事工很花心思。We
thank God for this church has spent a great energy in the student ministry.
这些年轻的人很重要。
Those young people are very important.
进入这些学生里面,
to go into those students.
进入我们社会的群众里面,
go to the community, go with people there.
用各种的方法, 各种的管道, 改善我们自己,
through all means so that we can be changed in order to enter that community.
然后还要教训他们,
and then the third word is to teach them.
按照主的吩咐去教训他们,
so teach them based on what Jesus has taught us.
不要用你的知识来教导人,
don't teach them with your own wisdom.
你常常讲的话都是偏离圣经的, 对不起啊, 我怎么讲, 也, 如果你不是的话, 原谅我。
Sorry to say, if this is not true, please forgive me, but most of the time, we only speak out of our own wisdom.
啊, 你以为这是很智慧的方法, 去告诉人家, 就越走越偏离。
So you try, you think this is such a wise way to manipulate, but then it's really taking people astray.
什么叫做门训呢?
So what is discipleship?
什么叫塑造门徒啊?
What is shaping a disciple?
就是塑造一个人成为像耶稣的样式。
That is to transform someone to be more like Jesus.
一方面我们自己走在成圣的道路上。
On the one hand, we walk on this sanctifying path.
第二个,我们还帮助别人一起走在这个成圣的道路上。
And on the other hand, we help others to walk along the same path.
也许我不是一个非常会讲道的人。
Maybe I'm not a very eloquent speaker.
我的神学不是非常好。
My knowledge, theological knowledge may not be that deep.
但是我的基本信仰很清楚。
But I understand this basic faith,
我是一个好的门徒,
I'm a good disciple.
我的行为让别人看了就知道我是耶稣的门徒。
What I did is obvious to others that I'm a disciple of Jesus Christ.
当人家看到我的好行为的时候便将荣耀归于主。
So they can give the glory to God when they see the good things I have done.
神透过你做工,
so Jesus, so Jesus can walk through you, then give the Jesus to the people who needs him.
我们把这个, 你啊, 改成我好不好?
Let's maybe change the word you to me.
我们一起来读一下, 把这个你, 改成我, 我们一起读一下这句话,
so we can read this verse together.
来请。
将耶和基督带给世上需要他的人。这声音不是非常甘心情愿这么说啊。
Yeah,
it looks like you're reluctant to say that.
你是不是真的想说吗?
Are you really willing to say that?
你要不要趁这个机会向上帝说这句话呀?
Do you want to take this opportunity to say this to God?
我们一起来说一次。
Let's say this together.
来,再请。
神透过我做工, 将耶稣基督带给世上需要他的人。
我的做工是一天到晚只讲不做吗？
Is it my work is only on my lip service?
不是这样的。
That is ought not to be like that.
要看见人从我身上看见像耶稣有耶稣的样式，这样的人别人就愿意来到耶稣面前。
We need to express how we are like Jesus Christ so other people is willing to follow.
在英文里面有两个字，一个字叫 justification， 一个字叫 sanctification， 中文翻成称义和神圣。
So in English there are two words, justification and sanctification.
称义完全没有我的工作。
Justification has nothing to do what I do.
完全是上帝的恩典。
That's only His grace.
成圣需要我们跟上帝的工作一起配合。
Sanctification requires our work to match the God's.
你看这里有一张图啊。
So there's a picture below.
当我们信了耶稣以后，当我们信了耶稣以后，我们一直要走到这一端，走到荣耀里之前啊，我们的生命就是上上下下。
So after we become Christians, we have a path to that glorification. Along the way, there will be ups and downs.
但是整个的平均来讲是往上走的。
So overall, that direction is upward, that upward bound.
所以当我们在低潮的时候，那个自己好像亏欠主的时候，也不要过度的失望。
So if we are in that low valley and we feel that we have failed God, don't worry that much either.
求神来帮助我，使我有耶稣的形象在我身上。
We can pray to God that have Jesus's image, the image of Jesus Christ, the likeness of Jesus Christ to be in me.
所以成圣本身，你需要做一个回应的行动，加上圣灵的工作。
So sanctification requires a responsive action from us and with the help of Spirit.
有人以为哇，做基督徒完全上帝工作，上帝做我就做好了。上帝我做不好是因为上帝没做工。这个想法可能不大对。
So it's probably not correct that if you're thinking that once I become a Christian, everything is up to God now. And if I don't do well, that must be God's fault.
我们必须立定心志。
We must set our mind to.
我们的思想。
We must have our mind.
我们的意志、思想，还有我们这个内心的情绪。
And our emotion and desire.
我们的行动。
And our action.
都要立志在神面前，求神来帮助我们做一个合他心意的人。
We need to determine to ask God to help us to become a person pleasing to Him.
谁是耶稣的门徒？
So who are the disciples of Jesus?
我们一起读一下。
So let's read them together.
来，请
走出去，进入人群，接受洗礼，加入教会，学习顺服教训，委身于造就门徒。
你愿意吗？
Are you willing?
都没回应啊。
There's no one say yes.
我正在深深的思想当中。
You say, I'm in deep thoughts.
让我祷告两年再说吧。
Let me pray for 2 years and make that decision.
这个不需要祷告。
You don't need to pray for this kind of thing.
你只是告诉神我愿意这样做。
You just tell Jesus that I'm willing to do this.
这就是一个门生，耶稣的门生。
This is a disciple of Jesus Christ.
我们再来看一看，明白大使命的起点在哪里。我们再把这一段读一下，来，请。天上地下所
有
的
权
柄
都
赐
给
我
了，
所
以
你
们
要
去。
所以现在有一个问题，大使命的起点在哪里呢？大使命的起点不是大使命本身，而是耶稣基督的什么主权 ？Lordship.
So there's the question here is that where is the starting point of this Great Commission? The Great Commission itself is not that starting point. Rather, the starting point is the Lordship of Jesus Christ.
耶稣说：“天上地下所有的权柄都赐给我了。” 天上的权柄是什么呢？地上的权柄是什么呢？地上的权柄就是能够影响人今生的为人和生活，是可以见的，是属物质和精神的。
So, what are the authorities in heavens and on earth that has given to Jesus Christ? On earth, they are the authority that affects what we are today, which can affect something visible, the physical world, and our mental mentally.
今天耶稣在地上有所有的权柄都赐给他了。
So on earth, Jesus has all authorities.
天上的权柄也给他了。
And also the authority in heaven.
天上的权柄是能够影响世人永恒的属灵和结局，是无形的，是属灵的。
So the authority in heaven, is those things that can influence or affect a person's eternity, the spirit, and the destination and the destiny of the spirit.
Yeah, 我们教会，我们讲一讲，基督徒的主权是什么？
Let's talk about what the lordship is.
你说我们是叫 congregational， 我们是这个叫做什么？会众制度的教会。
So we say that, oh, we are the congregational system.
做事决定都要投票。
So everything that things we do must go through the voting.
这是对的。
Which is true.
但是对上帝的这一部分你不能投票。
But to God, in the matter of God, you have no right to vote.
随便你高兴不高兴，上帝的主权就在这里。
Whether you like it or not, the sovereignty or the lordship of the God is here.
有人把民主的观念带到信仰里面。
So people are brought in this democracy into church policy.
带到耶稣面前说，我要同意，我投票，你的主权才有。
So we said, oh, you tell we can. So we tell Jesus that you will have that authority only when we vote and prove it.
这叫跟上帝之间的关系不是这样的。
It is not like that between the relation between us and God.
耶稣曾经说过一句话呀。
So Jesus once said that.
你们称我夫子，呼叫我主，你们说的不错，我本来是。
So he said that you call me teacher and call me Lord, which what you said is correct.
你是不是叫耶稣做主啊？
Did you call Jesus Lord?
今天有没有人没叫耶稣是主啊？
Today have anyone has not yet to call people Lord?
没有的举手。
Call Jesus Lord?
这样子问不公平。有的人举手。
So if you have done that, you can raise your hand. Let me see.
有的人举高一点呢、啊，耶稣是我的主啊。
Yeah, you have said that.
Okay,
you have to raise your hand. Give thanks to God.
你要知道啊。主是什么意思啊？
You have to know what Lord means.
就表示你是仆人啊。
That means you are the servant.
这传道人都是上帝的仆人啊。
So including the preachers, we are servant of Lord.
说什么话我都要听啊。
We have to listen to the word of God.
上帝叫我去我就去啊，叫我走就走啊。
That God has told us to stay or leave.
这个就是主仆的关系啊。
That is the relationship between a Lord and a servant.
刚才那些举手的人啊，我不晓得没举手的人是怎么样的一个情况啊。但是举手的人，你要知道，你已经认耶稣是主。
So for those people who raise your hand, I have to make sure you understand you have acknowledged that Jesus is your Lord.
如果耶稣是你的主，So if Jesus 我的学校啊，我的婚姻啊，我的工作啊，我的房子啊，我的教会。
So if Jesus is a Lord, then that means everything in our life, whether it's a school, marriage, a career, house, or even a church.
你不会觉得在我们实际生活里面好像有点脱节啊？
All belongs to him. Do you think that we're a little bit disconnected from this?
哇，如果我喜欢一个女孩子的话，我一定说耶稣是耶稣的心意。
So if I like some girl, then I would have to say, well. Jesus must like that too.
耶稣告诉你, 不对, 不对, 不是那个女的, 我给你安排是另外一个女的。
So Jesus, if Jesus tells you, no, no, this is not the right one.
就说, no, 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 我知道一定是你的心意。
Then you will argue and beg and say, no, 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 this must be it.
那谁是主啊?
Then you have to, we have to question who is actually the
Lord. 我们常常生活在这个矛盾里面, 对不对?
Often we live in such a contradiction.
你签名说, 哎呀, 我的生活, 我通通, 我也生给主,
这个叫做主啊, so are you willing to sign that in your life and say you are the Lord?
你敢签名吗?
I dare you to write that, to sign it.
让我再想两年吧。
Let me think about another for another 2 years.
不能这样啊。
You cannot do that.
下面耶稣又说了一句话。
Then Jesus said yet another thing.
你们为什么称我主啊主啊却不遵守我的话行呢?
Why do you call me Lord, Lord, but you do not do what I tell you to do?
哇, 你不觉得这句话读起来很刺心吗?
Don't you think this hurts a little bit?
我想问一下, 你觉得一点都没有刺心的,请你举手。
If this doesn't hurt you, you can raise your hand.
没有人敢举手啊。
Nobody dare to raise their hand.
你说我不举手，不是说我真的不刺心，刺心，但是我有别的理由。
But you may say that actually I have some other reason that I cannot raise my hand.
我今天把这个挑战放在弟兄姐妹的面前。
But I want to leave this challenge to you in front, leave this in front of you today.
其实要签那个名并不是很容易的事。
It is difficult to sign off your life.
如何让我来签这个名呢?
How can I sign off this letter then?
最后上帝有一个应许。
Because Jesus, God has given us this promise.
他应许与我们同在。
He promised to be with us always.
谁应许跟我们同在呢?
Who has made that promise?
耶稣。
Jesus.
就是那一位拥有 天上地上所有主权的那一位主,
who has all authority in heaven and on earth.
在这里说, 我就常与你们同在, 直到世界的末了。
So here he says that surely I am with you always to the very end of the age.
今天耶稣复活了,升天了, 坐在天父的右边。
So now Jesus is on the right hand side of God after his resurrection. He knows that we are weak in nature. A lot of times we want to do it, but we cannot fulfill the promise. And he will pray for us. The great priest who will pray for us.
不但这样,
not only that, he has also sent the Holy Spirit to be among us.
他住在, 当你那一天说耶稣我愿意接受你, 做我的救主, 做我生命的主的那一刻, 那个圣灵就进驻在你心里。
On the day you say, yes, I want to accept you, Lord Jesus, the Holy Spirit will live and dwell in your heart.
什么叫做主的同在?
What does it mean to have Jesus with us?
他就 同在就是帮助,做我们的后盾,鼓励我们,称许我们。
So, be with us means that it will help us and be our backup and he will encourage us.
这些同在,
that is being with.
你如果读教会历史,过去好多的人殉道。
You know that in the church history, if you read that, there's a lot of martyrs.
你以为这些人都很勇敢吗?
Do you think those are the courageous people?
有一次我看到这个暗示之后, 蔡淑娟女士。
So one time I read Mrs. Tsai's book, the
暗示之后,
Chamber,
Dark Chamber,
the Queen of the Dark Chamber.
我就看到她, 我说人真的不怕死吗?
So I asked her, do people really not afraid of death?
她说啊, 一个大刀架在你脖子上, 你怎么会不害怕呢?
So he said, if the knife is on your throat, how can you not be afraid?
哎, 但是上帝与你同在的时候, 就没有那个惧怕。
But if God is with you, the fear will be gone.
你今天有惧怕吗?
Do you have that fear?
主与你同在。
The Lord will be with you.
这是一个大应许后面，大使命后面的应许。
That is the promise behind that great commission.
看过去2000年，为什么今天有30亿、二三十亿的基督徒？
Why are there millions and millions of Christians throughout after 2,000 years?
因为耶稣与我们同在。
Because Jesus is with us.
不要怕。
So don't be afraid.
我们来看一看，我这里有一个重要的事情，就是请你为这件事情祷告。
So I want to ask you to pray for this, an important matter here.
这里说。
Here it says.So, Jesus Christ, our Lord Jesus Christ, anything you have arranged, whatever, whenever, and wherever, I will be willing to follow.
签名
signature.
Oh,
and I put my name there.
你愿意签名吗?
Are you willing to?Sign your name there.
耶稣复活以后,
so after the resurrection of Jesus Christ,
他跟门徒, 他先到加利利去等门徒,
so he went ahead to Galilee and wait for disciples there.
这些门徒四面八方都到加利利去,
so disciples went from all different directions to Galilee.
有非常大的期待。
They have great expectation.
耶稣从来没有跟他们讲这个大使命。
They have never, Jesus has not shared this great
commission. 因为这是一个最伟大的使命。
Because this is the greatest commission.
也是最艰难的使命。
And also the toughest one.
需要你我顺服来这个大使命的下面。立定心志。
Need us to make up mind to be obedient to this great commission.
我需要你今天低下头来祷告，向主祷告。
I need you to bow your head and pray to the Lord.
那我们大家一起低头来祷告。
So let's pray and bow head and pray.
你自己做短短的跟上帝的祷告。
So I want you to pray to God on your own for a while.
短短的祷告之后，请你还是继续低头。我要问，要向一些人呼召。
So I'm gonna after this short prayer, I'm gonna also ask some people here.
不要抬头看别人。
So you don't have to look around.
在我们中间有没有人从来还没有接受耶稣在你心里做救主、做生命的主的？有没有这样的人
？So are there anyone who has not accepted Christ as your Lord？
但是今天上帝的话语感动你，有愿意来做耶稣的门徒的这样的人，请你举手。
But today you are willing to be the disciple of Jesus Christ. If you are such a person, you can raise your hand.
有没有这样的人
are there people like that？
你或者进教会很多年，但你从来没有体验过耶稣基督做你的救主。
Maybe you have been to coming to church for a long time, but you have not accepted Lord Jesus yet.
有没有这样的人愿意这样的话举手为你祷告？
So if you raise your hand, I will pray for you.
有没有勇敢一点？有，好，谢谢，放下。
Thank you. Yeah.
看到。
You can put your hands down.
第二个。有人在教会里面做基督徒做了很多年，但是从来没有委身，高兴的时候来，不高兴就不来。那么，作为一个生活的调剂，但是今天你愿意认真一点的来做一个委身的基督徒，有这样的人，请你举手。
If you are a Christian that has come into church for a long time, but faith to you is mere social functions to made your life a little bit richer, and you just want to come whenever you wish and leave and whenever you wish.
我刚刚看到几个人举手了，你举完手就放下，还有的再举，还有吗？有没有这样的人？从来没有委身，今天愿意委身做一个认真的基督徒，做一个耶稣的门徒，有这样的，请你举手。
So if you have not committed yourself to be a disciple, feel free to raise your hand. If you make that decision today, you can raise your hand.
我刚刚看到有一两位。
I have seen.
还有没有其他人呢？
Once you raise your hand, you can put your hands down.
第三重，我要再一次呼召。
And thirdly, I want to ask those people.
曾经，以前曾经委身，但是你今天觉得自己不。 委身不够，你要重新委身了。有这样的基督徒，请你举手。
So you have made a commit, you have committed yourself before, in the past, but you would like to go deeper and reaffirm such a commitment. You feel free to raise your hand. Also,
有没有这样的人，请你举手，我为你祷告。
So you can raise your hand.
请放下。
Thank you.
放下。
Please,
还有，
put your hands down.
还有没有人？ 愿意今天重新委身的
If you are willing to reaffirm such commitment,
看到了，谢谢。还有吗？
Yeah,
还有，谢谢。
You can put your hand down now.
还有吗？
Thanks.
我们时间不多了，我再问一次，我就不问了。
So the last time I'll ask you again.
有这样的人，请你举手。
To
重新委身的，以前来了，以前有委身过，但是今天愿意重新委身，主啊，帮助我，让我真的是好好的做一个。 合你心意的门徒。
So if those are who has committed before, but you are willing to affirm today and willing to say that, let me to be a true disciples today.
还有吗？
Is anyone?
哦，还有，好，谢谢，放下。
Thank you.
好，我们有很多弟兄姐妹重新委身，有一个没有信主，今天愿意接受耶稣的，还有两三。 大概两个或三个，就是从未委身，今天愿意委身的。那我们现在大家一起站起来，我们为这些人祷告。
So let's all stand up to pray for those people who raised their hand. Whoever, one maybe is was a seeker, but he is willing to accept today, and a few other willing to confirm, commit, and also reaffirm the commitment.
主啊，我感谢你。
The Lord, I want to give thanks to you.
这些人都是在你面前举手的。Those
people who are willing to raise your hands.
是你看到的。You
can see them.
保守他们。So
keep them.
让他们在你里面有稳定的成长。So
that they can grow in you steadily.
成为合你心意的门徒。And
become a disciple that is after your heart.
赐力量给他们。Give
them strength.
感谢你，奉耶稣基督的圣名。
In Jesus' name, we thank you.
Amen. 请坐。
Please be seated.
刚才那几个